ladies and gentlemen, Rob didn't know this, but we're recording episode 26 of Across America. You've been punked.
Oh, dude, you got me. I thought we were just sitting in here just hanging out.
Hurry up and talk about the story, please.
Last time you talked about the thing with the walking in the area.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Steven was too good to show up, but not too good to tell us to hurry up and get on topic. Steve.
Jason is
Billy.
His name.
Yeah. Close enough. I don't want to call him Steve. Steve, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
We were supposed to have a guest for this episode, but yeah. Jason, he just canceled.
He had a colonoscopy that was really needing to get done.
Yeah. It was so bad they had to make another hole to enter his body. I don't even know what that means, but they had to do it. I don't remember where we left off. Do you remember, Jason? I almost called you Jason.
Wow.
Listen, it's the first two letters, man. Jack, Jason.
Yeah, I remember where we left off.
Where was I?
Last time we left off.
No, never mind. Jack's going to say something ridiculous that has nothing to do with the actual story, and then he's going to laugh about it and waste more time and piss off Jason.
Jason, if you've got a problem with my shenanigans, please write us a sternly worded letter, and I'd be happy to adhere to your guidelines.
By the way, if you don't remember who Jason is somebody who told us to stay on track, who listens to this podcast and wanted us not to divert too often.
And you started
the story.
It, because I was going to say you've been, you're just getting ready to get into Illinois, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was wrong. I am still in Wyoming.
Shit.
Yeah. Listen, this isn't going to end at episode 27, Jack. This is going on.
You just entered Florida.
Just entered Florida and just finished. No, we're in. I think I left off where I was in a Guernsey, like the small town in Wyoming, closing in on the Nebraska border. I don't remember if I mentioned when I went to Guernsey, I was trying to find like a place to camp, and they had like a state park. I think I might have mentioned this, but I'll say it anyways. They had a state park in Guernsey, or like just outside Guernsey. And when I went in there, it was like already really late. And I remember just walking on the side of the road, completely dark out. I couldn't see anything. So I'm like, this sucks. And then I finally hit the campground. When I got to the campground, I was like, good, I can just set up my tent, find a camping spot or whatever. But it's a state park. Like, they don't have people there at night. So it has like one of those like little toque boxes where you put in the money that you're going to
IOUs.
Yeah. Fill those out. But when I went there, it was like, oh, but all the campsites are 2 more miles this way. So I was like, whoa there, buddy.
Oh, man.
Whoa there, sign. Like, hold on a second. I got to spend $20 and I have to walk another 2 miles. Like, it went like down. There's like a path. And it was like a dark one lane road. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm like, it's completely dark out. And then it was like absolutely no sleeping by the front entrance. And I'm like, well, let's try it out. I did it anyway.
What's the worst case scenario?
I mean, they could have shot me.
Why?
I don't know. That's the worst case scenario.
That antelope catches up with you.
Yeah, he's back.
What are you doing sleeping there? What are you doing sleeping there, boy? Didn't you see the sign?
He's the one who put the sign up, like Wile E. Coyote, just to catch me.
His Acme Don't Sleep Here sign?
Yeah. Drops a piano and an anvil on my head. So I saw that. I was like, well, usually I wake up pretty early. I'll just get out of here before they say anything if it's like a huge issue. But then I realized, like, there's like cactus like everywhere, cacti everywhere, and I'm like, crap, like maybe that's part of the reason why like not to camp here. I don't know. They had designated spots, but like I said, I wasn't gonna walk another mile or two down the road. So I ended up just sleeping on the side of the road or on the side of like that entrance ramp area and in between like a couple of cacti, hoping that I wasn't like I made sure that there was nothing underneath, because the last thing I want to do is wake up with a back full of thorns.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that was one thing is whenever I was setting up my tent, I always tried to clear like the brush and sticks and everything. And then after a while, I started getting like so used to just sleeping on crap that I like stopped clearing a lot of my like a lot of the stuff and just slept on sticks or gravel or whatever else was there. I didn't really care. But cactus.
Cactus,
I have to draw the line somewhere.
A little bit of a deal breaker.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that. And snakes. You know, I don't want to set up a campground on snakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially the old Rattlesnake Road that you were talking about.
Yeah, no, definitely not that.
It's like that in certain places here in Florida, too. I mean, there's some spots where if you pull over to the side of the road and you start hearing, it's you think it's crickets.
Oh, yeah, 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 no.
It's certainly not.
Yeah, so, like, I stayed there, and then, again, I don't remember because I'm kind of, I might be recapping some of this, but I also, when I was walking on the side of the road, I think I said I found a wallet, it was like, yeah, I talked about it. Like, there was a wallet, and it had, like, I think $2 bills inside or something like that.
And a really old ID, right?
Yeah, it was, like, really old, and I was like, well, whatever. So I picked it up and just, like, I turned it into, like, some police station. I think it was in
Local Lingle. Hero walking across the country finds
wallet of man in population 10 town or whatever. One guy. No, it was, like, a Spanish guy. It was, like, a Spanish name or something.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was from around there just because I saw a lot of white people. I didn't see many Spanish people. But when I turned it in, I remember like just saying like, hey, I'm walking across the country. I found this wallet, just kind of turning it in. I was like out there. It was like one cop in this building. He like just came over. He's some, like, you're what? Oh.
Some cold case file police officer somewhere is super happy.
He's like slams the case shut.
Yeah.
Got it.
We found him.
Whew.
Johnson, we got the guy.
That thing had us reeling for years.
Yeah.
We could not solve that case.
And in comes Robert Lamb, a stranger from afar.
Yeah.
Just a wanderer.
Yeah. I thought after joining that, I figured I could start, like, you know, joining SVU, any kind of special victims unit.
No, of course. Why don't you just go all the way NCIS?
Yeah.
They'll probably waive the whole enlistment thing just because you walked across the country.
Well, I'll say walked across country, found wallet will be what I put on my resume.
They say, is this all you put? And you're like, do I need to put anything else?
And then they'll look at it one more time and they'll go, no.
Nope, you're hired.
Yeah, nope, not at all.
This is the guy, Johnson. This is the one that found the wallet. This is the guy we were telling you about. He's walking across the country. He found
the
wallet.
Oh,
which one's
God.
What wallet? Never mind. You never pay attention.
And then they fire him, and I get his job.
You get his
right
job.
Then. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, at the risk of getting off topic, we're hiring new people where I work.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of back when I used to work at a credit union, and I used to play this trick on people. It's kind of terrible now that I look back on it, but I had a good relationship with the manager, so he'd tell me when people were coming in to interview, and I would go and sit down next to the people who were getting ready to interview and go, hey, so you're interviewing for this job, right? And they go, yeah. I go, that job, that's my job, please.
Don't
I have children? Please don't do this. They're going to fire me because I do a terrible job, but my children, they need me to be employed.
Yeah.
Please don't do this. I'm the only one who brings money in my home.
Yeah.
And they would just be mortified sitting there on the couch. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
What?
Like, what the heck?
Right,
hey,
before they
some
get
people
up
do
to go
that.
In, right before they get up to go in, I go, good luck.
Yeah, take it easy. Hope you get it. But then you're like
hope
shaking
you
your head,
it.
Shaking
they
your
look
head.
At me and I'm like,
no.
My family rests in your hands. Bye.
I mean, that happens sometimes. You interview for a job and it's like that person's
somebody
job.
Sitting there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is that awkward.
It is awkward once you realize that. When you show up, right. Hey, where's that guy? Yeah, you're doing his job.
Yeah, yeah. You see that thing you're doing right now, those filings that you're doing? Yeah. That's what he was
that
supposed
was,
to do.
Goes Kowalski's job.
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore.
All right, sorry, Jason. So, you're walking.
So, yeah. So, anyways, after the wallet thing,
after you became a local hero.
Right. After the parade,
that you made them return you back to the exact spot you were in.
Yeah, because I don't want to... Even a parade, that'd be cheating.
It's great.
Right.
But...
No. Of course. Actually, this was interesting. I went into... I think it was Lingle... Or it's called Lingle. It's a small little town in Wyoming, and there's a huge thunderstorm coming through, and the wind was really picking up. It was like picking up so much that it was like pushing me forward.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, this sucks. And I was about a mile away.
You say that about a lot of things.
I know.
Oh, it sucks.
Well, a lot of shit sucks. So I was like, oh, this sucks. So I'm gonna. You know, I'll put on my poncho. It's, like, pouring rain. I'm like, maybe I should just set up camp or like set up my tent right now, just climb in. But and it was like thundering and lightning.
Yeah.
And like I'm like, no, I can make it. I can make it to this town. So I start running along the side of the road, and then it starts picking up, like really coming down, and I could barely see. I'm like, oh, this, like, I don't want to get hit by a car. So I'm like running as fast as I can. Finally, I get into the town, but it's like pouring, raining. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking around. And this cop like pulls to the side of the road, and it's like this woman. She gets out. She goes, "Hey, what are you doing?
You're the guy who brought that wallet.
Yeah, you're the wallet guy, right?" And then
she—that's your name for the rest of the walk.
Another parade.
You're the wallet guy, guys. We found the wallet guy,
guys. And then they rang the church bells, and everybody came out to greet me. Now she was like, "Hey, what are you doing right now?" I'm like, "I'm walking across the country.
What are you doing right now?"
I'm like, I don't know where to go. And she's like, well, it's pretty bad out right now. You need to find a place. She's like, there's a park up here. Go to the park and I'll talk to you there. Because she couldn't even hear me like over the rain and everything like that.
Jesus.
Like, it was bad. It was like pouring rain. And it was thundering and lightning. So I ran to this park, which wasn't that far.
She didn't want to say, get in the car.
No. Well, I had the cart and stuff, so it's not going to, like, fit in the car. So I got to the park, and she's, like, already waiting for me there. And she's standing under one of the pavilions. And she said, I'm telling her about the walk and stuff. And I'm asking, I'm like, hey, is there a place maybe I can camp for the night? Because I think at this point it was like probably like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I figured it was going to keep raining.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, there's actually.
You stay at my place.
Yeah. And then I had sex with her and it was
great.
Whoa. No, I'm just kidding.
Wallet guy.
High five, dude.
Yes.
Nice job, wallet guy.
Wallet guy fucking taking care of biz.
No, sadly, that didn't happen.
Sadly.
Sadly. She was like, oh, but there's a. She's like, there's a church over here that's doing, like, they're having bikers who are going cross country that, like, actual, let me specify, not cyclists,
not
bikers,
bicyclers.
Motorcycles. They're, when they're coming through, they're staying, they're offering a place to stay at the church and offering food and all this kind of stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, I'm like, I'm not a biker. Am I
Did
okay
you walk
to go?
Over there and you're like, hey, guys, I'm
yeah,
walking.
I pushed the cart. I jumped onto the cart, and I kind of glided in so I'd look cool. You know
into
what I mean?
A parking spot?
Yeah.
You stop and look over. You hear the bikers going, oh, that's Wallet Guy.
Dang. That's the guy we heard about.
That's Wallet Guy.
Is that the guy with the wallet?
Hey, buddy.
Don't mess with him.
Guys,
yeah, Hell's Angels was there, and they were like, dude, back off, back off. Wallet Guy's coming in. Yeah. So
you can take my spot, wallet guy.
Yeah, please
don't look at him.
You know what? Just take the bike too.
Just take the bike. I can't cheat. Of course you can't, wallet guy. I didn't mean that.
I would never suggest you're a cheater.
I would never even do that.
So
Kowalski was over there talking to wallet guy.
Well, he just got fired.
Yeah.
So he's on the road now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to this church, and the cop was like, yeah, you should be fine. They're just taking in any travelers and stuff. I'm trying to talk into this mic right now, and it just keeps...
It is falling on you every 2 seconds.
It keeps falling, and I'm trying to lift it up without making a bunch of noise, but I guess I'll just hold it right now.
They're like, you can come over here and stay with the other homeless people.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think there was like one other guy who might have been actually homeless, but everybody else was like a biker.
Yeah.
And I went in there. There's like maybe 10 other guys, and... I talked to, I guess she was the pastor of the church or whatever,
cool.
And again, nothing against religion, but she was like very religious because she's a pastor.
She said the Lord sent you here.
So she was like, I'm doing this to help the people so the Lord can help the people. I'm offering food. And then she told me her whole life story where she
of
was
course.
Like, this is why... I'm a pastor and I work at this church now. She said she was on drugs and she went into it. Like she was on drugs and really low place in her life. And she said, finally something clicked and she just asked for forgiveness. And she's like, and now I'm here. I'm like, that's cool.
You're like, right. So where do I sleep?
Yeah. So can I just sleep on the ground or no, she actually, there's like a couch. There's a bunch of couches and stuff. And, they set up like these long tables and they had all kinds of food. So I was like, all right, this is cool. So I ate dinner there, talked to some of the bikers who were talking about how they were going across the country and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of cool.
What did the bikers have to say to you?
Nothing. They're like, it's cool what you're doing. Like, it wasn't like a...
We're proud of you, Wallace guy.
Like, they weren't... None of them were, like, super macho, you know what I mean? Like, tattoos everywhere.
I mean, there's so many types of motorcycle posts. But when you hear people on a motorcycle going across...
You figure...
Everybody figures it's...
Well, you're thinking Easy Rider type.
Hell's Angels. Yeah.
Not really that. And this was one of the only times I met a black guy in, like, the longest time. Like, he was this guy who was riding, he was going by himself, like, biking across the country and stuff like that. But I thought it was, like, weird. Like,
you're black.
Like, again, to me in St. Petersburg, it's not weird. But for, like, 2 months, I haven't
seen a black guy.
It was all older white people for the most part. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I know.
Did you pull a Brendan Fraser?
What's that?
By Lucky Stars?
No, I did not say that.
Okay.
No, but we all talked and stuff like that, and it was kind of cool, like, just talking to... They were... Most of them were like, oh, it's pretty cool. One guy, I remember saying I wanted a haircut. I was like, I need to get a haircut soon, because my hair was, like, growing out. He's like, oh, I know a guy in, like, some small town of Illinois or something like that. I'm like, I'm not going to really head, like, that far north.
North, yeah.
He's like, well, if you do, tell him so-and-so said
you. Tell him T-Bone said
like,
you.
I'm like, that's a... Like, that's not going to happen,
right.
But thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate
that, but I'm probably just going to find some clippers somewhere and buzz myself.
Yeah, plus, like, I'll just find my own barber. I mean, I'm going to, eventually I'll hit something. I don't know. So I thought that was weird. But I ended up taking a shower there, too, and which was nice because it was, like, super hot out.
Right.
And then before I left, the lady was like, again, I don't remember names, but the pastor lady.
Rory
Scoville. I don't know. Rory, she was like, let's take a group picture. So I actually have a picture.
Nice.
And, you know, with all
Pixar,
the bikers.
It didn't happen.
I know.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
She was like, she was trying to get like all the bikers, like, come here, like, let's take a picture and stuff. And you could tell someone were like, all right.
What if? And
we'll
let's go way back here.
Yeah.
What if?
Yep.
She goes, you know what? I was so strung out on drugs and I needed to find, you know, I needed to find guidance in my life. I just remember blazing through Montana with my lucky dildo.
Oh my God.
And saying,
man, that was,
you know what?
Yeah.
Curse you. Curse you and the sins you put on my soul.
She threw it out the window.
She threw that dildo out the window and what?
You never know.
Hashtag dildo Tana.
Hey, we're going to have a guest on here for the next episode.
That hashtag.
Who did actually hashtag Mondildo.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell him that story and he's going to think it's fact.
I mean, you know what? What is fact and fiction? You know what I mean?
True. Are we real?
You know what? That's something that
I contemplated
while on the wall.
Shut up. Jason's listening.
Sorry.
So you got the picture. Post it.
Posted it. Again, I'm going to try to get the blog up soon.
Jason's going to hate the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah,
probably. He's going to be so mad. Like, this idiot keeps bringing me up.
Now he's not going to come on as a guest.
He better come on as a guest.
I think he will.
Good deal.
Yeah. No, so after that, yeah, I just, you know, left the next day. I took some granola. They let me have some of the granola bars and other stuff that they had at the church. So I'm like just packing all the stuff in the cart.
Yeah.
Dude, the cart like definitely helped out. I could have carried a lot of this stuff, but God, that cart.
You would have come back looking like Robert Redford if you had not carried the backpack.
I was gonna say. I don't know what I would have done through like Wyoming and Nebraska because it was just so hot. I was drinking like 10 Gatorades every hour. I was like, how?
So hot. What am I going to do?
And water's like 8 pounds a gallon. I was like, just going through.
Did you ever like, you know, when you're super, super hot, they say douse your neck or you know what I mean? Like,
no, but I did. I always like, well, for a while I was putting on sunscreen and then also I was wearing actually like my hoodie for a long time just to keep the sun off me. And actually was not as bad. Like you think you're wearing a hoodie. Like it's,
well,
you're
it's not like here in Florida where the humidity would absolutely murder you.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more of a dry heat or a dry cool where a sweater's a little bit more forgiving than down here.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the street in the same temperature here in Florida with a hoodie on as compared to, say, Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be sweating.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like for some reason, the hoodie, especially through Montana, Wyoming, and I'll say like half of Nebraska.
Yeah.
It was working in Nebraska until I hit like, it was in the like high 90s 101 degrees outside. I was like, yeah, this, I'm not even going to wear a hoodie. I'm just going to put on sunblock and just wear a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I wanted to just walk naked. It was so hot.
Do it.
I should have, but then I figured, like,
who would have even cared?
Stopped. I don't know. People thought I had a baby in the cart. You think they're going to, like, be okay with me walking around naked?
Probably.
Nah, I don't think so. I think they would call the cops.
You know what I think they'd be okay with?
What's that?
This being the end of episode 26.
Oh, I think so.
Boom.
I think everybody would be okay with that.
Yeah, let's end it on a naked Robert walking a baby in a cart all the way down Nebraska.
You know what? That's a nice image.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because it's me who's naked
no,
in it.
No, hey.
But it's not bad.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, you guys are wonderful people. You've been with us through 26 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen on the 27th? Will we find out where you pooped? Finally?
This has been a Seven Lamb production.